You had a nice funeral, in case you were wondering. You know, when they told Susan you were dead, she couldn't comprehend it. She said, oh, no, not Robert. And not from something as trivial as a car bomb. That you're alive is a big relief.
2014 American crime thriller The Equalizer is making some people wonder whether the winds have shifted in Hollywood so that instead of soft-skinned teenage boys who can't act and muscular men who knows an awful lot of four-lettered words, filmmakers are giving the floor to elderly men with obsessive-compulsive personality disorder who likes to read. But that's not true. The age when manners and knowledge become the new sexy will not dawn on humanity until Hollywood goes bankrupt and is taken over by a union of wealthy librarians and bookstore owners. And since the librarians and bookstore owners are busy either losing their jobs or going out of business in the age of information technology, chances are the world will never see the return to the fad of gentle and well-read vigilante heroes like the Masked Man from V for Vendetta, and The Equalizer will remain a rare reminder of quality television of the good old 80s.
The old man met his greatest adversary just when he thought that part of his life was over. He saw himself in the fish, came to respect it the more it fought.
Why didn't he just let the fish go?
The old man's got to be the old man. Fish's got to be the fish. Got to be who you are in this world, right? No matter what.
Denzel Washington plays a former espionage agent who lives a quiet life as a worker at a Boston hardware store. Despite a simple and quiet life, the extremely organized man has difficulty sleeping at night and often stays in a 24/7 diner to read literary classics. One day, a teenage prostitute he knows from the diner gets beaten up by the Russian mafia, and the man's attempt to secure the girl's freedom leads to a clash with one of the most powerful gangs on America's East Coast.
I'm here for that girl. You gave me that a couple of nights ago. She got beat up pretty bad.
I'm thinking that maybe you have wrong address, dedushka.
For a film that opens with the ritually simplistic chores of a lonesome man's stoic life, The Equalizer has surprisingly bloody action scenes. On the half-hour mark, the story seems to hit a climax as Denzel Washington goes on a spontaneous rampage in the mafia's regional headquarters. 1 hour into the film, you would think you've seen everything you want to see in an action film, but with anticipation and curiosity, you still look forward to what's going to happen next.
Take out five pimps, Robert. Took out the East Coast hub of Vladimir Pushkin. He's similar to the other oligarchs who jumped in bed with the Russian mafia, only he funds everything. Gasoline, weapons, girls, you name it. He's built an intricate network on both U.S. coasts that are incredibly well insulated. His money and political ties make him untouchable.
The masterful pacing in the first hour conspires with elegant lighting, neat cinematography, and Washington's imperturbable charisma to create a mysterious halo surrounding the plainly dressed man and forms a sharp contrast against the Quentin Tarantino-style fury in which he executes his adversaries. Such is the charm of Oscar-worthy duo Denzel Washington and director Antoine Fuqua. But the second half of the film fails to take the action to the next level, as the main villain, Martin Tokas, does let out some effectively menacing snarls to help build up the tension, but he ultimately falls short of challenging Washington's superhero glamour due to the writer's keenness to highlight the impromptu skills of a genius assassin.
What do you want?
I want the head of the snake.
So it's you. And now you've come to kill me.
Yes.
So, in conclusion, The Equalizer offers a refreshing experience and reminds us of the charm of a real gentleman. And that's more than one can expect from most action films of this type.